If Cate Blanchett were to win the Best Actress Oscar this year, I wouldn't be surprised. Her presence simply dominates and shines through Woody Allen's new film, Blue Jasmine.
Isn't he sweet? This song was playing when Hal and I first met.
I fell in love with the name Jasmine.
I changed it. Yeah, Jeanette and no finesse.
Hers is the stereotypical character, a woman who gets used to living on the love of her rich husband. When that love is taken away, her life plunges into a bottomless abyss. To be more precise, Jeanette was an orphan girl in third year college before she met a rich man who swept her off her feet, married her, and introduced her to the life of a socialite. She even had her name changed into Jasmine because her husband loved the plant. In fact, Jasmine was drowned in the feeling of being spoiled by someone substantial, like a fish in an exquisite aquarium whose only purpose in life is to look good for its life-giving owner. And when that someone substantial looked another way, she broke the aquarium in a fit of suffocation, only to find that she couldn't survive without such a container. So, in one word, she's a phony, and one that is too innocent to realize the truth about herself.
So, well, what do you do, Jasmine?
I told you, she just got here. She's looking for a job.
Oh, yeah. I know a dentist who's looking for help.
No, I'm actually thinking of going back to school.
School?
Hmm.
Study what?
I don't know.
With unnoticeable yet amazing skills, Cate Blanchett has somehow made that phoniness grow on her skin and fester in almost every sentence she uttered. For long, I've tried to suppress a bad habit of scoffing at phonies, but Cate Blanchett's presence in the movie made my back itch with the desire to mock her. And eventually, I succumbed to my weakness and spoke my aversion out loud to a friend beside me. Such is the character that our Oscar nominee has delivered in Blue Jasmine.
Didn't I hear Eddie say he knows a dentist looking for help?
Oh, forget it. Jesus, it's too menial. I go nuts. I want to go back to school. I want to get my degree and become, you know, something substantial. I can't just do some mindless job.
But of course, I wouldn't let Cate alone take all the credit. While she does her best to annoy us, director Woody Allen has secretly arranged two separate but intersecting storylines to slowly build up a climax.
How do you expect me to react? You have been sleeping with other women for years. I mean, Raylene, your secretary, our trainer, Amy.
This is different. This is serious. The set and I are in love.
Thanks to the insight and ingenuity of both the lead actress and the director, their efforts have given great emotional depth to what would have been a simple story. And last but not the least, another strong point in Blue Jasmine is that it is not simply a mockery of wealthy snobs. At the end of the day, when the wealthy snob lost everything she ever had, we would eventually stop all our gloating and switch on genuine sympathy. And I respect Woody Allen for evoking that piece of positive human emotions.